This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I think where maybe I would have the most concern, there are candid moments, there is phrasing, people can take things certain ways, and you know, we'll probably have to spend some time after every episode that comes out clarifying, digging into, oh, why did they say that? Why did somebody look this way? It's going to be maybe those conversations that become a little bit aggravating, but at the end of the day, Josh Allen's going to throw the ball like he normally does, and Deion Dawkins is going to block like he normally does, and the Bills, their fate will be unaffected by the presence of Hard Knocks, but we will get a lot of cool behind-the-scenes stuff.
Joe Marino this morning with Jeremy White on WGR. Check out the Odyssey app for anything you might have missed. With us now, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey sports betting insider Sam Panayotovic. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and be sure to catch Sam and Joe Ostrowski weekdays 9 to noon on the BetMGM network and the Bet 1520. Sam, how are you?
You really went shorts today, huh?
Absolutely. I am a devout fan, I guess. This could sound weird. Memorial Day is a solemn holiday, but I've always really looked forward to it and enjoyed it, not just because it's meaningful, but because there are many good traits. Always on a Monday, you can build around it, right? And the beginning of summer, the weather's often great. You know, it's not formal in a way where you're going to Aunt B's for ham at 4:45 and you got to dress up. I guess I'm still scarred from my childhood. Anyway, it's hot dogs and hamburgers and swimming.
It can be pretty loose.
I'm still a kid, all right? So I like Memorial Day for a lot of reasons. And I feel that because I'm always in here this weekend every year, reminding everybody how it's always great.
He had to force the shorts on us.
I went shorts because I'm tied to it all.
This is sort of what the natives used to do with the rain dance, right? You would wear shorts and hope that the sun would soon come out. And it looks like 55 Saturday, 57 Sunday, 66 on Monday. So there's your forecast for Buffalo. I just need to know, Bulldog, I think the people need to know, are these John Stockton shorts or Fab Five shorts, lengthwise?
These are definitely not John Stockton shorts. No.
They're like halfway between golf shorts and dress shorts.
Yeah.
I just stood up for the cameras. I'm so proud.
Yeah.
Second person of the show.
They're not like, you know, they are not super baggy, but I don't want to say it.
Nobody's confusing me with John Stockton.
No. There's no nut hugging going on here. I said it.
Come on.
It wasn't that bad.
Come on.
It's all right. Anyway, it's all good.
You got enough information now?
Yeah.
Are you happy?
I feel great. Yeah, I feel primed to talk betting. I queued up the Odyssey app. I was on the way home from the gym. I was listening to you guys, and Shelb comes in and said, yep, I wore shorts today. I'm like, wow, there's a lead. But yeah. I listened all the way home, and you guys are talking about the Bills. And, I mean, I have the odds screen up right here at every book. They have the highest win total in the NFL. When you weigh in the juice. So the Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, Ravens are all 11.5. The Bills, though, are the most expensive to go over. You got to lay $1.40, $1.50, $1.60. So they have the highest win total in the NFL. When you compare it contextually to past Bills teams, it's not really fair because, as we know, we haven't played 17 games forever. But this is one of the highest totals in franchise history. And, you know, some books in Vegas have them favored to win the AFC. So this is where you're at. I understand the naysayers. I understand they don't win the big games. They can't beat Mahomes. I get it all. But coming into this season, bookmakers look forward, not backward. And, I mean, they're favored at multiple places right now to go to the Super Bowl. Now, they have to meet those expectations, but that's what they are.
Right. They're just such different things.
Right. The win total, the playoff failure doesn't matter to the win total, really. I don't think, does it?
No, but they're still favored to win the conference.
Right,
so, I mean, it's, you know, like a dollar wins me $3.50 at multiple places. And there's a book in Vegas that has a nice Buffalo flavor, if you will. You got a lot of Bills fans that live in the area and travel well. And that book is down to 3-1 to win the AFC. So that book has Bills at 3, Ravens at 3.25, and the Chiefs at 4-1. And that's also weighing in how people are betting it. So the respect is real where the money is, at least.
We've talked about this before, maybe almost weekly here lately, but none of this is really surprising. I think for me, the challenge is when we're talking about them every day forever, you're trying to find, I say you, I'm trying to find areas that are interesting and maybe like there's a good debate about whether they're good enough, just like what it really is. This team has made, to its credit, this team has made that harder, a lot harder in the last 5 years or so. But there's sort of like an inherent sense or instinct to sort of look. So where are the flaws? And when you're doing that, I just think it sort of, it's a little, like I said earlier, you may have heard me, it's a little bit uncomfortable kind of almost assuming 12 wins, you know, like just, yeah, well, whatever it is, it's not really there or it's not really going to matter. So go ahead and lean into a great season.
It's an interesting conversation. I think the one thing that I hear a lot in my business is, well, games aren't played on calculators. And that's true. But the power ratings dictate the betting number. And I have their schedule up here. I mean, we're not going to go through every game, but they are favored. I've got them -1 against Baltimore, week 1. I've got them -2 against Kansas City in week 9. And those are the only games where there are small numbers at home. Every other game, they're favored every game at home right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the road, they could be a dog maybe at Houston, depending on how Houston looks. I mean, that's November 20th. So if Houston at that point is, I don't know, 9-2 or something, then maybe it's a different conversation. But as of right now, guys, I have them favored in 16 of 17 games. So, I think that's really a good compass on where they are because, you know, years past, they go on the road to New England, they're a dog. They go on the road to Miami, they're a dog. You don't have any of those games this year where they're definitely a dog on the road.
Right. And that is also a reflection of their big games are all home games. The four top teams they play, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Philadelphia, are all home games. So
yeah,
I think helps.
I think if those games were all on the road,
they might be underdogs in all of them.
All of them, or at least for sure three of the four. The Bengal game off of last year might be the only one that I might question, but I think the other three, almost for sure, I'd expect them to be a small dog in all three of those.
The Kansas City
they'd be a dog at Baltimore, for sure. They'd be a dog at Kansas City. I think it's closer to a pick 'em against Cincy, and then they'd definitely be dogs at Philly, but It is silly sort of to play this game on May 23rd when a lot can happen. They play Philly after Christmas. So who knows? Is Saquon Barkley healthy? Is Jalen Hurts concussed? I mean, a lot of things can change. One of the bigger bets I made last offseason was the Houston Texans under the win total. And I looked at their schedule. I'm like, oh, my God, look at all these quarterbacks they play. They play Jared Goff and Aaron Rodgers and Dak. And, like, every quarterback was hurt. So the Texans beat up on a very easy schedule because the quarterbacks were hurt. Things happen in the NFL, guys, as you know. But I understand the Bills fans that would say, prove it to me. I wholeheartedly understand it. We can talk numbers and we can talk about how great they are, but some fans are always going to want to see it before they believe it.
I was on a fantasy podcast Tuesday night, and just ended up,
get out.
Yep. And it wasn't even mine.
That's a brag, Bulldog.
It so is. And I just sort of ended up saying, like, it wasn't really premeditated, but it just came out of me. It was in a fantasy context, but I'm sitting with it since, that I'm all the way out on the Los Angeles Chargers. And so, like, you know, in fantasy, the price of each guy, I have a little bit of McConkey. He's a second-round pick, though. And I just can kind of see it going badly for the Chargers. They get the benefit of the doubt because of Harbaugh. But, you know, Greg Roman wears out his welcome. Justin Herbert has yet to really sort of, like, if you will, fully arrive as a great quarterback, just that I can take my team. He hasn't won a playoff game yet. So I decided I was out on the Chargers. I'm still trying to decide if I am, like, team total-wise. But I do think Denver's good, like, legitimately good. And I think Vegas is maybe a lot better. So what do you think about, like, the idea of an alternate line under 6.5 or something on L.A.?
I wouldn't do it. I understand maybe where you look at their roster from a fantasy standpoint, but I try very hard to not cross-pollinate fantasy and betting. Like, I know guys that bet that always lose in fantasy, and then I got fantasy guys that always win that don't know how to bet. It's very difficult to be good at both. I think that's very obvious for a lot of people.
It is right that they are different. It is right that they are different. It's a different question.
I mean, you being able to figure out which player has individual value doesn't mean you can handicap a football game or a betting market. I'm not good at fantasy. I'm just in bad leagues with people that take quarterbacks in round two. So I usually have a chance. You know,
you get away with it.
I think Mahomes went in round two in a 10-team league, and I was like, this is awesome. Harbaugh's coached 5 NFL teams, 13-3, 11-4, 12-4. The year everything fell apart in San Francisco, 8-8. And then last year, 11-6. So 13, 11, 12, 11. With the 8, we have to talk about the 8. That's there too. He just knows how to win. He like, his teams are always prepared. They don't make a lot of mistakes. He's been a little more aggressive last couple years at Michigan and last year with the Chargers at going for it. I mean, he used to be, when he was at Michigan, it'd be 4th-and-1 at the 50 and he'd punt it. He's been a lot more aggressive. He's sort of morphed with the times. It's just very hard for me to bet against Jim Harbaugh. I know that might be a lazy handicap, but that's how I feel.
I'm curious. I want to talk about this again when we get closer to the season, just like how they do it. I mean, they just really don't have the flash on offense again this year. They didn't really hit that like other teams maybe did, like the Bears. So I wonder if they'll just have enough talent for that. We'll see. Sam Paniatovich on the West Herr hotline. Let's mention the Rockies, the obligatory Rockies mention. I guess I'm only half meaning this. Are they maybe too terrible for you for this to be enjoyable? I mean, we're maybe kind of like, all right, we get it. You had the Rockies under. There might be a little bit of that setting in. And I don't know. There's no sweat at all here. I joked to you on text the other day, like, you should really win like 3x when it's like this, when you're so far under the number, which is where it seems we're headed with the Rockies. I mean, money's money, win's a win, but it's kind of boring, isn't it?
No, I love it. Every day I get to go against the best team, I get to go against the worst team in baseball every day, and they're 8-42. We have under 60.5.
8-42.
Yeah,
I think we're going to get there, guys. I mean, it's crazy. So they are on pace.
It's 500 the rest of the way to beat you.
On pace to finish 74 games out of first. And if you think that's wild, they're also on pace to finish 58 games out of fourth place.
Yeah.
Think about that.
8-42 is not even 30 wins.
They are the worst baseball team I have ever priced. I mean, we're at a level. I don't want to get too hyperbolic because that's dumb. But if you took the best AAA team and the Rockies on a neutral,
here we go.
It would be. I mean, the Rockies would be -150. That would be. I mean, the best of the best in AAA and the Rockies. It's not that far off, guys.
If I had my ace at the Iron Pigs or somebody, and I had my ace, I would maybe want to bet them straight up.
Right. What? How did we get here? Like, oh. I know, like, you know, you liked the total, you got on it, and, like, good for you. What is known to be like, is this intentional? Are they just terrible
They're
at putting
incompetent.
A team together? Like, what is happening there?
I don't think it's a major league Rachel Phelps move the team to Boca Raton. It doesn't feel like that's possible. I don't think it's tank to leave Denver. It's just bad scouting, bad development. They've drafted the wrong guys. And, you know, I did laugh. I don't mean to laugh at somebody losing their job, but I did see the other day or last week, they fired the manager. That'll fix it.
Right.
You know, like, it's never the manager's fault on a team this bad. It's just an organizational failure in every way. And like, the guys that they've had, like Nolan Arenado, they traded them. All of their really good players that they've had over the last 5 years or so, they've either lost to free agency or traded for prospects, but then the guy picking the prospects can't pick prospects. I don't know that there's a solution. I mean, it's not like the NFL where you could take a star quarterback first overall, or the NBA where you could take Cooper Flagg. Baseball, it takes an army. So they have to have 3 or 4 years of decent drafts and development to even get back to respectability. But I will say, there's nobody happier every night than me and Sneaky Joe texting about the Rockies. Hey, they're down 7-0 again.
I'm glad you're able to enjoy it on that kind of, you know, granular level every day, because, like, it's already in the bank. So
yeah,
glad it's fun. Hopefully, maybe it will it still be fun after they hit the number, because, like, then you're going for history or something like that, or just, I don't know, when it's over, I guess.
It's going to win, and I will move on with my life. I don't know. I hadn't thought about, like, is it going to be fun when they finish 90 games under 500? Yeah, it'll probably still be fun.
You'll want them to do what the White Sox did last year, which is have one of the worst teams ever and then win 6 out of 7 to close the season.
I'm a White Sox guy, so if the Rockies want to win 39 games, I'd be very happy. We just move on from the White Sox, just kind of like we moved on from the 05 World Series that nobody remembers. But I wanted to throw one thing out here. I know we're sort of up against it. I've been parlaying the Fever to win the WNBA title.
Mm-hmm.
Some books still have 350. You can parlay Bills to win the AFC East, Fever to win the title, like things like that. I think we're going to get 6 weeks into the season, and the Fever are going to be +150 to win the title. The money hasn't stopped. Now, some books are still 350. Other books are 3-1. I see a 250, and there's a 225 in Vegas. So those 350s, wink, wink, are not going to last. And if you don't like that, if you want to bet +350, how about Bills to win the AFC, Fever to win the title? I would be hooking Indiana Fever title with anything you want, because by the time we get to the playoffs, they are mathematically going to be the team to beat, and that +350 is not going to be there.
If that makes sense, you guys have done these before, these multi-sport futures bets. Bulldog is on one similar to one of yours, I think, with the Thunder and Dallas Stars. Mm-hmm. And this. And I feel like this is a really smart way to bet the Bills one, for example, like, because you don't want to just bet it solo. It's
right.
The price isn't great, but if you put it with a couple of these other ones and you get it, then you have something.
So it's really about circumventing the juice. If you don't want to take that Bills bet at -250, I understand. So what do? You wheel it with the Fever to win the title. And all of a sudden you have a much more realistic bet. I'm just doing some quick clicking here for you guys. Bills to win the AFC, Fever to win the title is 18-1.
Wow.
You're going to be in a good spot to win both of those. And then if I can pull up division real quick, I'm trying to get the Bills to win the division and the Fever to win the title, .. I hate when these apps never load on time. Division winner, Bills and the Fever to win the title is +500. So win the East, Buffalo, Fever win the title, 5-1. Not a bad bet.
Yeah.
You're on the Knicks tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing the Frank Sinatra parlay, Knicks and Yankees.
Hmm. Did you do anything with hockey last night? Mike said something during our first segment, which you may have heard him say, like when it all sounds the same, right? And when that happens, right, Dolphins are going the wrong way. Patriots are improving, but still not ready. Jets are starting over, so Bills, Bills, Bills. And I had a thought. I didn't do anything with it, thankfully, because I was dead wrong, as it turns out. But everybody's so hot about Florida after they win game one of that series against Carolina. And I thought, well, you know, Carolina had a little time off, rust. Florida is energized by game seven, adrenaline. They roll in 2 days later and take game one. I thought last night's game would swing closer to a tight game. And it was worse than game one. Florida just blew them out. But I liked that as a premise, you know, like I thought, like I'm smart. Look at me. Again, thankfully, I did drop $20 on it in any way, shape, or form. But I had that thought. What do you think moving forward here? Like, is Carolina worth paying any attention to, or is that over? It seems over.
I don't want to say it's over, but I wouldn't bet them. I saw their number 10-1, 12-1 to win the cup. I don't want it. No thanks. I can move on. I thought Brind'Amour was going to start bench pressing after the first period, get out there on the skates. He was so mad, and I would be too. They are the definition of regular season great and playoff soft. How about 14 straight losses in the Eastern Conference Final?
Right. Do you pay close enough attention to the whole picture to realize that means the Sabres have won a conference finals game more recently than the Hurricanes, whose last conference finals win was against the Sabres in 06, Game 7.
There's a stat right there. I'm sure some Sabres fan is like, yeah, told you, baby.
Right. Yeah. Right. We talked about that yesterday or the day before. Like, yeah. Do I even want that to continue? I think I do. Yeah. I like it a little bit, yeah. But it does bring back 06, which I don't need.
Right.
So that was a painful loss.
The Thunder last night, Sam. I don't know where you were on that, but I was watching that, and into the third quarter, it was like alternating between like a 4-point Thunder lead and like a 9-point Thunder lead. And I'm not kidding. It happened so fast. Maybe you were watching it when it happened. I turned the TV off downstairs to go upstairs. I got upstairs, and it was a 16-point game. I was like, what the hell? I know, like, it's basketball. It happens, and it can happen fast, but wow.
They have what my friend Clark Kellogg calls spurtability. You go to the bathroom, you come back, and it's like, oh, 12-0 run. Like I literally was in the bathroom for 2 minutes. How did that happen? They are so good defensively. It doesn't get talked about enough. What they've done to Minnesota, I mean, they have shell-shocked Minnesota, and they're probably going to win game 3-2. They're winning the title. I would be surprised if they didn't. They are so much better than Minnesota, and they're much, much better than the Knicks and the Pacers, too. I saw your parlay, Bulldog, your $10 parlay to win a lot. I think you have the NBA champ, and I think you have the Stanley Cup champ. You're going to need to get the Mets and the Bills. No problem. No sweat there, buddy.
Right. No. No, that won't be uneasy at all from summer until October, almost November, when we get the Mets. And then if that comes together, can you imagine what the football season is going to be like for me over here?
If that parlay hits, you need to retire from gambling. You know that, right?
Yes.
What are the odds? What is the?
It's $10 to win $37,000.
$37,000. These are good teams.
Yeah,
man. Like a lot of people, I'm sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It was. Right
now, I got to bet more.
Well before the playoffs in the NBA and NHL, like it was maybe mid-season. I could look at the date for sure to tell you. Maybe Sam could tell you if he's looking at the screenshot.
February 11th, okay. At 9:08 a.m. Eastern. What'd you have for breakfast that morning?
Black coffee,
berry twisted puffs.
No, I eat cereal at night. I don't eat cereal in the morning.
Twisted berry puffs.
Twisted berry puffs.
Sam, how do you tend to spend Memorial Day weekend?
I will be at my buddy's, probably on the grill. They always ask me to grill when I go away. I'd love to have people at the house, but we're going to do that in a couple of weeks here. So I'll probably be doing the burgers and dogs, but that's easy. I can do that in my sleep.
Thanks for your time today, as always.
Thanks for giving me 20 minutes on Memorial Day weekend, boys.
Sorry. I'll give you a heads up next time. All right, Sam Paniatovic on the West Her Hotline. I would usually do that, but with him, he's so easygoing about these. He's
always like,
whatever you want. He goes on vacation. He's at the pool last week or the week before. He's like, whatever you want. And so I just decided not to bother.
And now I feel bad.
And now it's like, oh, geez, guys, I mean, get me out of here a little bit right there. Sam Paniatovic, Odyssey Sports Bet Sweats Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app. Sal coming up next. We're watching Orioles Red Sox in here. Alex Bregman went out of this game. I don't know if you were watching it, but he hit a ball off the wall and left and kind of pulled up rounding first.
Oh, I did not see that. I must not have been looking up then. I saw a big Devers 3-run home run.
He immediately took himself out after getting back to first base after that hit. So they put the camera on Devers the whole rest of the inning,
right?
Because is he going to play third now?
Right. Does he still have a glove?
Does he still even have a glove?
That's he used to play third. Is he going to be mad now if they ask him to play third because someone else got hurt?
That was, I think, literally his quote. They asked for my glove, so they get to keep it or something like that. He said when they were talking about him maybe moving to first, and of course the reporters all went, "That's a different. You need a different glove for first." There's a special glove.
You should. I think you could use the other glove.
You're allowed to.
But you would want the fancy.
I've never seen it.
No, me either.
Even in Little League, the first basemen have the big, older Little League. Travel.
Okay.
Not house, maybe not. Travel. Yeah. The first baseman's got a first baseman's mitt.
I never.
Guarantee it.
We never had travel baseball. My kids weren't good enough.
Sal knows all about travel baseball. He will join us after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.